Mini episode 578 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 578 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris. Week by week, the FDH Lounge covered the final two seasons of Justified with post-show analysis recorded immediately after viewing each episode. These mini-episodes, of course, can be checked out at the same place as the rest of our catalog, at the FDH Lounge Multimedia Magazine, the fdhlounge.blogspot.com, and our second season analysis is also up at notjustanothertvsite.com. Today, we're breaking down the lessons learned from the series finale, how we're meant to view those entertaining years in Southeast Kentucky now that they're in the rearview mirror. Here's our ranking of the top five lessons learned in the series finale. Number five, in the end, the most successful criminal that Raylan ever dealt with was Wynn Duffy, and he got away successfully. That's not to say that Wynn was Kentucky's greatest outlaw, more about that momentarily, but by getting away clean with Avery Markham's $10 million, the weasel who often doubled as Raylan's punching bag or a federal informant actually got the last laugh. Albeit his beloved sidekick Mikey was killed along the way, with the fluky gun brawl involving Catherine taking out both of those who originally intended for Wynn to pay for his duplicity, but he escaped with a fortune and retired to Hawaii, returning to the surfing life. His success at navigating the minefield with Catherine, Avery, Boyd, Ava, and the feds was his crowning achievement as Appalachia's foremost cockroach. Now, with the tip received by Raylan, he could have pursued his old nemesis to the 50th state, even if it was on his own time and dime, as he often worked on cases in Harlan, but the dogged deputy marshal let this one go voluntarily, meaning that Wynn's big victory came with an asterisk. Somehow, that's the only way it could be so fitting. Number four. The relationship between Boyd and Ava, which formed the second act of the series, was always more tenuous than it seemed. Ava's crusty uncle, Zach Randolph, was the perpetuator of a family feud with the Crowders due to Bowman's beatings of Ava. And Boyd's willingness to let Ava push him away from behind bars in season five so that he could attend to the heroin shipments proved a fatal rupture to the modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. Ava ended up with the kind of quiet country life that she and Boyd always dreamed of, with a child no less. But she's on the run and there is no Boyd in the picture, so it ended much different and much sadder than their unrealistic dream. Number three, before he got taken down, Boyd proved that he was Harlan's baddest outlaw. Boyd outlasted his own daddy, Mags Bennett, and outsiders like Robert Quarles and Nicky Augustine en route to claiming his status as the king of Harlan crime. But the lukewarm season five arc with the hapless Crow family gave root to the question about whether he was just the fortunate last man standing. While season six was meant to portray the final showdown between Boyd and Raylan, the writers interjected one final threat to Boyd's preeminent standing, the formidable weed kingpin Avery Markham. The backstory set Avery up as a titan for the last several decades, with most of it coming in Harlan, so he wasn't a conquistador that Boyd could exploit like Quarles. While he didn't end up with Avery's money, he did kill him in an epic showdown, and in the outlaw world, that's frequently how the biggest wins get tallied. Number two, Harlan proved to be its own character on the show, trapping those who lived there into archetypes. Raylan spent much of his last run in Harlan grappling with the ghosts who molded him, but his struggle was the same one faced by everyone, whether they realized it or not. To live in Harlan is to pursue a path that almost seems predestined, forcing you down a road as an outlaw or a hero. Raylan's daughter and the son that Boyd doesn't know that he has will escape those chains, as they'll be raised in Florida and California respectively. But that's just because they got out in time. By the time that you're a fully formed adult, Harlan has already shaped you into what you're going to be. Just look at Ava, perpetually a damsel in distress even when she tries to do the right thing. Or Boyd, still on the hamster wheel of feigning religious respectability long enough to reestablish a criminal empire. Or Raylan, still unable to provide the domestic wife that Winona craves, driving her into the arms of another beta male, her Gary 2.0. And those are just the people who left Harlan. With Loretta claiming the mantle as heir to the Harlan crime throne, even if weed is legalized in Kentucky, she'll surely continue to make extra money outside the law. Even if she wants to change, as the other characters have proven, it's too late. Harlan has made its permanent mark. Number one, the final Raylan Boyd showdown wasn't a life or death struggle. With the ultimate conflict between outlaw and lawman building strongly all season, the penultimate episode proved that Raylan would gladly kill Boyd if he was given the opportunity. But that was with Boyd armed and dangerous, on the run, a justifiable kill much different than the legal loophole that Raylan exploited with Tommy Bucks in the cold open of the pilot. In the end, Raylan's opportunity came when Boyd was out of bullets. With Ava scared to death of what a living Boyd Crowder could do to her, even from behind bars, she'd surely have vouched for Raylan if he killed his arch-rival in cold blood. But Boyd lived simply because he did one thing that Tommy Bucks didn't. He dug coal with Raylan, referenced in the final scene of the series. While the two sons of criminals went on divergent paths after their shared experiences beneath Kentucky's surface, there was a shred of humanity that was interjected into their subsequent experiences from that point forward. Yes, it was important for Raylan to beat Boyd, to bring him to justice one way or another, but it had to be the right way. And letting Boyd live didn't mean that Raylan had gone soft on him, as he lied about Ava's death and covered up the birth of the second Zach Randolph. However, even that detail was somewhat ambiguous, as Boyd's musings seemed to indicate that any son of his might do well to avoid his path, and that would be impossible given any tie to Harlan. So there's a chance that the more humane part of Boyd Crowder would be glad that Ava and their son were sheltered from him. In the pilot, Boyd tried to rearrange the Tommy Bucks killing with himself on the winning end and Raylan on the losing end, and Raylan came within a millimeter of killing him. In the finale, with Raylan arguably justified in saving the taxpayers the cost of Boyd's trial and imprisonment, he flinched from cold-blooded murder. In so doing, the writers did justice to one of the greatest frenemy arcs in television history. Thanks for checking out our Justified coverage here in the FDH Lounge and at NotJustAnotherTVSite.com. It's one of TV's greatest shows, and it was our privilege to cover it.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.